This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Booyaka!
All right, phone calls from teachers.
Phone calls from the teachers.
We want you to call us at 602-277-5827. I think one of the most important things when you talk about COVID is how do you get kids back in school? It seems to me the president's plan and his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, really looked stupid on TV, by the way. A lot of the things she said this weekend were ridiculous. Arizona, Doug Ducey, what has he done? The only thing he's done is delay school until August 17th. There are people coming out saying, Ducey, you got to delay it until like October. What are you waiting for?
Well, not delay, but just push in-person teaching.
You said it better than I did. Correct.
Yeah, because delay means, all right, kids, you guys aren't going to go to school. It's an extended vacation. Yeah, and let me tell you something. I've been around some kids who've been out of school for a while. They do not need any more extended vacation. They're like, duh.
Is there any chance that you as a teacher out there would go back on August 17th? So there's like a month of planning that would have to be done because all the schools are planning. I don't really know what the governor's doing because he decided not to bring it up in his press conference, which is, by the way, one of the most important things in Arizona is trying to get kids back to school. In his first 35 minutes, he ignored the school thing because his buddy Trump said, you got to get everybody back into school. So let's talk to some of you teachers. Are you fearful? Are you angry over pressure to go back? What are your school administrators saying? And are you considering not returning? 602-277-5827. Gary in Cave Creek, 5 years of teaching. Gary, how are you?
Yeah, Gato, Ted, you guys can hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine, Gary.
Okay, let me tell you something. You guys hit the nail on the head. When you guys were talking about the governor didn't do nothing, you were shocked. Well, let me tell you something. You know why he's going out to October, November? Because the president that he's so tight with said to him, don't do nothing until I come to the presidency. Because if he loses Arizona, it's all over.
So it's politics.
No one realized that.
So it's politics that will keep schools. Wait, what do you?
Schools are going to be open.
What is
his whole thing? Is he wants to make sure everything's as normal as possible until we get to November, so that way he could say, "Look, I've turned this thing around. I've saved millions of lives," and blah 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 blah. And because he knows if keeping kids out of school is going to put a real hurting in the economy and on parents having to make choices of what do they do with their kids, it's crazy.
Kim in Goodyear, 20 years of teaching. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
So, are you going to go back?
I want to go back. And so far, we're planning on going back. Our district, I work in Glendale Elementary School District. Mm-hmm. And we're planning on it. Well, the first week, our kids are supposed to be there the first week of August, the 10th, starting the 10th. So we're going to start with phase one, which is online learning.
Okay.
And just like Chad said, it is a delay because our kids are, it's whether we go back right away or not, it's going to be a delay. You can't teach kindergartners, first graders, you know, you can't teach them how to read from home. You know, you can, but it, you know, there's certain things they need to learn at school. I'm ready to go back.
Are you worried, Kim? Are you worried?
Am I worried?
Are you willing to take a calculated risk?
Yes. And I think, I'm probably being selfish because I am single. I only have two dogs. So I don't have anybody here at my house that I can pass the sickness on to. I'm a rather healthy person. I teach PE at my school. I'm ready to go back. I think the kids need to go back. I think it's going to be the longer we hold them off, the social emotional toll it's going to take on kids is going to be astronomical. Like if they can't get over that, they can't learn.
Here's something for you. I'm of the mind if we send kids to school, we send them to school because trying to play social distancing police officer along with all of the other things and you have to let them be kids.
Yes. I mean, I'm already at school. I mean, I've been teaching 20 years. I'm already a doctor. I'm already a dentist. I'm already a parent.
Right.
I'm already a cook. I'm already a, you know, I clip kids' toenails. You know, I just do whatever needs to be done.
Psychologist,
and I
just,
right? What do you teach?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that you
hey,
have
what
to
are you guys learning today? Hey, wait, my teacher cut my toenails off. Well, fantastic.
Eight kind of different jobs. Here's the thing, though. So if teachers are essential workers, and should be in the classroom, what other essential workers are asked to spend 7 hours a day with 30 other people? Not many. You mean a grocery store employee?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But Walmart employee?
But they're only two or three minutes in contact with a customer, and
but
then they sanitize 3, everything.
But there's 3,000 customers that come through a day.
Right.
You multiply that on, and weird, gross customers that you don't know, right? That's the other thing. I mean, you don't know these people. What's their hygiene like? Kids, at least you have a, they're there every day. It's not like you get 30 new kids a day.
Julie in Peoria, retired after 26 years. Hi, Julia.
Oh, hi.
Julie, I'm sorry. So what do you think?
Yeah. He's awful at this, Julie.
I'm terrible. It's my problem. What do you think?
I agree with the last caller, and I was actually a technology teacher, and I taught inner city, public, private, and I taught online, and I taught technology online, and that's about really the only thing you can teach full-time on a computer. These kids need to be in the classroom. I worked in the medical field prior to being a teacher. I know that the little kids are afraid to wear a mask, so they need to keep the mask out of the schools. I don't think they're not going to keep them on. All of us teachers know that.
Well, let me throw this out there.
Yeah.
If you're a younger child, if you're kindergarten through, let's say, fourth grade or fifth grade, you need more. You need a teacher present to really, you know, help. But the older kids, you know, you could possibly keep at home. Because
I was a high school teacher for the majority of my career. It will not work. They won't learn. And I was a tech teacher, and I also taught.
So no high school kids. So no high school kids learned the last time around. Not one. Nobody learned anything.
Well, I can tell you this: in Arizona, I have friends here because I taught here in Arizona at the high school level, and I have high school teacher friends.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and specifically, several of them didn't do any teaching online from March till May. They were required by their school district to be available on their computer. There was no instruction taking place from March till May. So those kids lost. Hmm. They lost a whole 3 months of education.
Yeah. And have you met some of those kids? Whew, they can't lose 3 minutes of education, let alone 3 months.
So let's look into the crystal ball.
Let's do it.
Okay. August 17th. Are there going to be any kids in a school? No,
nope.
They're not.
No.
Okay, so Ducey, I don't know what he's doing or waiting. He's going to wait till Thursday.
I think Thursday he's got to do something. He's got to shake something.
Well, I think
up.
He should have done something the last month, but he hasn't. So I'm not really expecting much. I'm not expecting anything anymore. I think schools are going to make
their own
decisions. And you've already seen that. You saw the Phoenix Union High School District Superintendent say, listen, we're not going to wait for Governor Ducey. If we wait for Governor Ducey, we're going to be here forever. He made the decision on his own to start at least online learning until October. There was another school district, the Isaac School District in Phoenix. We're going to start on August 3rd with social distance online learning. And so, you know, we're about a month away from Ducey's opening of school. I don't trust the man now because I have in the past, and, you know, I personally like the man. But I can't believe how bad he's been.
Yeah. He's been absent, which is worse.
Since May, he's been brutal.
I'd rather him putting us on a path that he's decided we should go on and it doesn't work. And he said, well, we know that doesn't work. It's time for us to pivot, look for something else, rather than doing nothing. Because I think doing nothing is worse than doing something and it failing. Because at least you're in the game. I don't feel like he's in the game. I feel like this is a nuisance to him.
See, that's how I feel Trump feels about
COVID.
A total nuisance, but it's a problem that America is probably doing a very poor job at. If you look at all the other, you know, countries,
but it's hard because America is 50 little countries rolled up under the shell of a large
country.
But we're
America, and we should be doing better.
We should be,
not.
But when you allow people the freedoms that we have, it would be easy. Imagine if it was just easy and say, lock it all down, coming down from the federal side. Every one of those people say Trump should be doing more would come out and scream, you can't do that. Remember, what's his name, Cuomo?
Mm-hmm.
When they threatened to do some stuff to New York and shut it down, what'd they say? You just declared war on us. Mm. You can't win.
All right, coming up next.
Coming up.
Did you hear about what happened in Yuma at a Froyo place?
Froyo.
And it
kids
all,
are saying.
Things went bad, and it all had to do with a mask.
We'll
talk about it. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Welcome to Love Connection. where old-fashioned romance meets modern-day technology, where you hear all the intimate details of a first date. And now, here's the host of Love Connection, Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery!
You remember this show?
Staunch conservative.
Remember that show?
I do.
He would sit on the couch and... I don't remember it.
Do you guys remember Wheel of Fortune?
Because sure.
He was the first host before Pat Sajak.
That's right.
Right.
So Chuck Woolery hasn't been relevant in
my lifetime. He's Chuck Woolery. Ken Woolery's doing stuff.
You think he's doing stuff?
He's still doing stuff.
Where is he doing stuff?
Well, he's doing a lot of stuff on Twitter. He does podcasts. Yeah, he hosts a bunch of other little things here and there.
So what did he say yesterday? He said COVID is fake.
Well, I've got it right here.
Oh, good.
So he tweeted it out. Of course, Trump had to go and retweet it
because
what Trump does. Mm. Trump likes to get his Trump on. Mm. So this is what he tweeted. The most outrageous lies are the ones about COVID-19. Everyone is lying. The CDC, media, Democrats, our doctors, not all, but most that we are told to trust. I think it's all about election and keeping the economy from coming back, which is all about the election. I'm sick of it.
Who's in the hospital then?
Well, I think here's the thing. I think what he's trying to say is look at the grand scheme of the numbers.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
No, but there's a lot like deaths are coming down.
Okay.
Right? So that's the big thing. At the end of the day, I'm looking at the ICU, and I want to know how many people there have COVID. And I'm also wanting to look at the deaths. Yeah, I know.
He's saying that it's all fake.
It's Chuck Woolery. It's a tweet. He's only got
so many
characters.
Chuck Woolery's a jackass.
Chuck Woolery. Be banging on poor Chuck. Yeah, Trump retweeted it, of course.
Of course. Chuck. I remember watching that show like in like high school. I think he sat on the couch. There was a prospective single, and then weren't there like three people on the stage with something built?
Gosh,
I don't know.
Remember the dating game?
I'll forget
Michael
it.
Jackson was on the dating game.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was. Oh, hi, Michael Jackson.
No, I do that better, man.
What'd you do? I'm gonna take you over. I got a monkey named Bubbles. Was that his monkey's name? It's Bubbles.
I believe that there was something in his house named. It may have been a llama.
No, he had
a monkey.
Monkey named Bubbles.
Okay.
I was going to take myself and bad Bubbles.
Did you hear what happened in Yuma?
Probably as good as the dating game.
Some dude.
We're going to send you to Yuma for a fun, exciting weekend in Yuma, where you're going to go to the Yuma Territorial Prison.
Somebody in Yuma wanted some froyo, and he forgot his mask, and all heck broke loose.
YCSO says it all started when Covington entered the business without wearing a mask. An employee then told Covington that he was required to wear a face mask and gloves provided by the business in order to be served.
So we'll tell you why he had to wear gloves. You don't have to wear gloves into the froyo. When you get in, they have all these different levers that you pull.
Levels?
That,
like level, you have to level up?
I've leveled up. I'm froyo.
Not levels. Level.
What do you get when you go froyo? What's your go-to? What's the Gatos go-to for froyo?
What's the red velvet?
Red velvet?
I'm going all red velvet, man. You give me some red velvet.
We got trouble. Guys, step off.
Oh, no.
Lloyd Banks is here.
Joining us now.
Pa-pow.
Is froyo expert.
Are you a froyo expert?
Boom Banks.
I do have some hot thoughts on this.
Let's hear it.
I wanted to hear what you guys had to say on this because are you aware of my froyo beef?
No.
No, I don't.
I am very anti those yogurt shops where you have to pay by how much yogurt you put in
that's
a cup.
That's it.
No. And I'm not saying this store deserved to have this guy do what he did. He's clearly a little...
So what you're saying is you endorse the violence to the froyo.
No, I just said I'm not endorsing
that.
Well,
because the guy went in there
and
he wasn't wearing a mask. They told him to leave. And so what he did was he turned the lever. You're making me so crazy over there.
Lever.
The lever. And he poured it into his hands. Okay. Yeah. And then he ran out, got a gun, brought it back in. So
I'm not saying go in with a gun, but here's what I am saying.
Uh-huh.
I went into one of those shops one time and I thought, oh, as much as you want to put in the cup, one price, right?
No.
Oh, no. I had to pay like $12 for a yogurt. So I can understand why this guy was a little steamed. Maybe he just filled up the cup.
His hands. He filled up his hands. How much can my hands hold?
Maybe they told him that's like $15.
No.
And
No, they told him you weren't wearing a mask and you wouldn't put a glove on to talk to hold the level.
Well, I would
lever.
I would wear the mask. I wouldn't go in with a gun, but I would still get upset because they charge by the,
yes,
the ounce.
The pound.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
This is why I don't have Froyo.
Like, you even look at the cup and they're like, yeah, that's $4.50.
You guys notice Froyo is colder than regular ice cream?
No.
Oh, it is. Oh,
I think
for
that's
sure.
just you because
no,
you
no.
play softball in the 116 like a nut.
With a guy who eats a scorpion.
I'm fantastic.
I just, I don't have Froyo. Wait, I've never done that. But that's totally weird. Like, the last time I went to a Froyo, they serve it for you. You don't have to go somewhere and do it. Not only are you going to charge me more, I have to do it myself? Oh, my God.
Anti-Froyo, Lloyd Banks.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Lloyd. All right.
He's the weather bunny.
Lloyd, why don't you go outside and see how hot it is and call us back in about 10 minutes?
I'll do it.
No. Coming up next, California basically shut it all down all over again. Is Arizona next? Next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
COVID-19, one of the best guys we know to discuss that is Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association. He is the former director of the Department of Arizona Health Services. He used to do the job of Dr. Kara Crist. Hey, Will, how are you today?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for the conversation today.
Yeah, let's dive into it. California orders the bars to close. No indoor dining at restaurants. They have rolled back reopening plans.
Churches, barbershops, fitness centers, everything. It's back to a phase zero.
Should Arizona do that?
I'm not a big fan of the full-on lockdown unless you have no other options, and we have other options. We've missed so many opportunities, to be honest with you, since June, but I would like to have an opportunity to try some of those things before we do that full-on lockdown, because it has such tremendous collateral damage within the community that has its own public health consequences. So I'd like to get our act together on some of these other things before we did something as dramatic as that.
What should we get our act together on in Arizona? What are the missed opportunities? I can name them 10 off the top of my head, but I want you to do it.
Yeah, so I can name probably 6 top priorities right off the bat. Number one, is to just cut to the chase and do a statewide face covering requirement until we get the vaccine for all parts of the state with a standardized protocol and an enforcement provision that puts in place something that's doable. In other words, put the enforcement on the merchants. So if you've got a grocery store or a restaurant or a retail store, it's your responsibility to make sure your customers have their face coverings. So let's just cut to the chase and get that done. We're going to need that until the vaccine's here in January or whatever. So let's do that. Number two, a lot of these cases that are ending up in the ICUs and hospitals are still people from assisted living and skilled nursing facilities. We're still not testing the staff on a routine basis. And that's how the virus gets into those facilities. And that's who's by and large populating these ICU beds. So the state health department has done one round of testing in skilled nursing, one round. They just started assisted living, the director said at the press conference last week. And there's still some shortages of PPE and infection control, but let's get the testing squared away, routine testing of staff at long-term care facilities. We still haven't done that.
No.
I keep going, but we could talk about this more if you want.
Talking to Will Humber, the director of, you're the director of the Arizona Public Health Association, former Dr. Kara Crist. You were her before her, if you will. I got to be honest with you, Will. I'm not impressed by her at all. I've said for the last several weeks, I think she's been useless. Ducey's been useless. This entire thing is just been an absolute joke. I look around and I see California. I look at DeSantis in Florida. I look at Abbott in Texas. And I look at Newsom. And I say, well, they're there. They're in front of everybody. Cuomo was all the time. These two have been MIA once a week. And it's a joke.
Is that a question?
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, here's the thing. Let's take a step back and look at this response from a broader perspective. So we have the missed opportunities with the public health decisions that have been made. We have less than stellar performance within DES as they've tried to process these unemployment insurance claims. We've got now with the evictions and the housing assistance, we've got underperforming areas in that regard.
What a mess.
It seems to me there's some interagency coordination and some emergency response expertise that we need. I mean, these are not normal times, and we're in an emergency response that's going to be here. I mean, let's just face it. We're going to be in emergency response mode until there's a vaccine. So I think it's clear that things aren't working right now. You know, it's up to the governor to make decisions about what to change in order to get things working more properly. But it seems to me that they could create a position within state government that would coordinate these activities and, you know, between Access, ADHS, the housing department, DES, all of these agencies have a part of this response and will continue to have a part of this response. But I think there's a lack of understanding about how emergency response needs to work and the interagency coordination that's needed to have an effective response. And quite honestly, what, you know, to take a look at some of these other states that have been effective and just and let's adopt some of those best practices that are working in other states.
Well,
and you might need different people to do that, or a new coordinator of some sort.
How about this idea? Will Humble's joining us. Ducey, what about him hiring Dr. Richard Carmona? This is an Arizona guy. He lives in Tucson. He was George W. Bush's Surgeon General. He's been brought on by the U of A to try and see how to get the kids back into school. This is a very smart guy. He doesn't take a whole lot of crap. Do you think that would be a good hire? That's what I would do.
I mean, he's got exactly the skill set you need. He's got the temperament and he's got the personality to make it happen. He's an experienced, he's an emergency response professional. You know, he does search and rescue, for crying out loud. That's one thing he does. I think he's got the kind of forceful personality that you need.
Forceful personality. That's where like Chad and I were going, because I don't think Dr. Kara Crist stands up to Governor Ducey. We know that Richard Carmona would. Didn't he walk out of the White House? He walked out of the job once. I guess he gave the Bush administration, here's what secondhand smoke does to everybody. It's dangerous. And they said, you know what? We're going to water this thing down. He goes, great. I'll see you later. And he left his position.
Exactly. That's what happened.
I think they need somebody. I think Ducey needs somebody like that. All right. That's a piece of our interview with Dr. Will Humble. You can catch the whole interview at our podcast.
Which is pretty awesome.
Check out the app.
The app. Download the app. Guess what it calls? It's free! Just download the app. It's free $3.99.
You just yelled at people saying it's free.
I did. By the way, you showed me a picture of Doug Ducey at a party, and I have issues with that. It has nothing to do with him being at the party.
Well, let's talk about it next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A prickly pear margarita for your ears. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
So there's picture making the rounds here of the governor, but not that governor, Doug Ducey at a party. The battle is, when was the party? Was the party last month or this month? Was there a mandatory mask? Was there not a mandatory? It's at barbecue. It's outdoors. I see a lot of American flags. I could see this being a 4th of July party. Here's what he's standing close chatting with somebody. Here's the problem I have with the picture. He's got black Nike shoes on. He's got the whitest legs around. He's got black shorts on and a yellow shirt tucked in to his shorts.
That's your problem?
That is a huge problem.
You want to know what my problem is? My problem is that the picture was taken and put on Facebook.
Somebody took it sneaky style.
Yeah, that's not cool. Listen, they're saying the governor's not wearing a mask and he's near people. You know what? When I'm near some family members, I'm not in a mask. You know, a lot of people have their social circle.
And
in your social circle, if you're outside, a lot of us are not going to wear a mask. If I'm seeing, let's say, my brother-in-law and, you know, my wife is going to see her sister, or we're not all in masks. I think the thing is, if you're outside, you're safer. And in this picture, the governor is outside. But for someone to sneak a picture, believe me, there's a lot more stuff we can talk about Governor Ducey doing wrong. And the polls show it. 63% say Ducey's fumbled COVID in Arizona. But this is not one of the things that he's done wrong. He's allowed to be. The outfit is one thing. That's yours.
And there's two bald guys behind him, and I'm bald, but they're wearing the exact same outfit. It looks kind of crazy.
The two bald guys are wearing the same outfit?
Yeah, they both got light blue shirts on. It's like they've been split in half.
Well, what are they supposed to call each other before going to the barbecue?
Yeah. I don't know. This is that gotcha moment we talk about.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know, it's like last week, you know, you had what's-his-name say whatever, Bram or whatever his name is, say whatever. But then you had that other person that asked that question in the press conference. Do you think Arizona will ever forgive you? Like, that stuff, I don't get into that stuff. It doesn't
like
do anybody
it
good. It's not, you know, that's why I hate watching Trump. Because Trump likes to give as good as he gets, and it's just, it's awful.
Well, you see the media treat him poorly. You see Trump treat them poorly, and then it just becomes a mess.
Yeah. But I look at this, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, he's outside. It's probably 100 degrees. Am I really going to be bothered if he's that close to somebody? You know what? That's what he chose to do. Nobody else is wearing a mask, so nobody else seems to be freaked out about it.
It's not a big deal. You can't wear a mask every place that you go. You can, I guess, but if you're with people who are in your own social circle, you know, we've got about 10 people that are in our close circle.
Yeah, Becky, we've got Martha, we've got Nilea, we've got Quinn and Alonzo, and of course Pablo and Lloyd and
you
stuff.
You do your best.
You do your best.
You do your best to wear a mask as much as you possibly can. This is a gotcha moment. It's not cool. Whoever took the picture of Ducey, I think
if he's at a nightclub, different story.
Totally. If he's swinging from some, you know,
chandelier.
Yeah, with, you know, champagne. Woo!
Woo!
There's a lot more you can talk about with this governor's decision and inability to lead Arizona past COVID. That's the real thing. This picture is a joke. It's not a big deal. Let it go.
Let my people go.
Let my people go.